Light Division, Ryan LaFleur versus Tony Martin. First up on the scale, Tony Martin. Official weight, 171.
Official weight, 155!
Cruiserweight 155.5.
Let's go.
Alon Patrick and Scott Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen. The next fight takes place in the women's bantamweight division. Aspen Ladd versus Tanya. Official weight 125.5 for Mr. Farmiga. official weight, 251 from Mr. Volkov. And his opponent, Derek Lewis. Official weight, 265.5. Alexander Volkov and Derek Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. The next fight takes place in the light heavyweight division. Ovince St. Preux versus Dominic Reyes. First up on the scale, Dominic Reyes. Official weight, 204.5. And his opponent, Ovince St. Official weight, 155 from Mr. Ferguson.
Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Conor McGregor is one of those fights where the moment it gets announced, you get goosebumps and you go, whoa, here we go.
The reason that this fight is so big and the reason that people are so fired up about this fight, it's two of the best in the world in their prime fighting when they should be fighting.
This fight shows you the type of man that Conor McGregor is. He said, I want the toughest challenge available. I want the one that everybody says I can't win.
In Khabib, you have a guy that is 26-0, undefeated. That's unreal. At 26 wins, guys tend to make mistakes. Khabib has never done that.
This is the most intriguing stylistic matchups and, without a doubt, the biggest fight in the history of the lightweight division, and in my opinion, the biggest fight in the history of the UFC.
He never fight with someone like me.
Oh, he's getting mauled. Barbosa's face says it all.
Who have so much pressure, so much dominate with his opponent.
Michael should tap, or he's gonna break his arm. He's gonna break his arm.
Then it's all over!
No, this is my style, crush my opponents.
He has been unrivaled inside the octagon. I mean, he's just an unprecedented phenom of a talent. We're talking maulings and massacres.
Stop.
Where's Conor? I want to fight with your chicken because this is number one easy fight in lightweight division.
We are ready here. We are ready for war. We are ready for all outcomes, all situations, all scenarios. I am in a war state of mind. You're looking at a fighting veteran. I've been through it all. I've been on the boxing side and I've been on this side. I came back for the love of fighting and the love of war, and this I am going to truly, truly love, putting a bad, bad beating on this little glass jaw rat.
Oh, he's hurt! Could he finish him here?
Wow.
My belt has been never taken from my waist, so they've got to build up these fake champions. But here I am, returned to take back my throne.
I know he is afraid of a smack. And if you're afraid of a smack off me, a smack will feel like a double-barrel shotgun.
Oh! He
just
slapped him!
Like that!
What you gonna do if you don't knock me out? You have to knock me out first or second round. What you gonna do? I'm gonna keep going. If you don't knock me out, it's gonna be a very long night to him.
Trust me, mate. I'm ready for a long night. Now you're up on the real here. Yeah, with the real dogs now, brother, yeah? He's in over his head. I'm gonna pick him apart and bully him in there and absolutely maul him.
My dream smash, you know, make him humble. I wanna change his face.
We have to finish it.
Introducing the challenger, the former two-division UFC champion, the notorious Conor McGregor!
What does it feel like to be back? And what does this fight mean to you?
Don't let that smelly rat put that hat on your head, Joe. The smell of that fucking thing. Don't ever let him put that hat on your head. It's good to be back. UFC fans, it's good to be fucking back. The king is home.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you. See you tomorrow night. Conor McGregor, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with the champion, ladies and gentlemen. Khabib, what does this fight mean to you to defend your title tomorrow night against Conor McGregor?
Hey, first of all, I want to say Alhamdulillah, God gave me everything. Alhamdulillah, I know you got this, you don't like this. Alhamdulillah, tomorrow night I'm gonna smash your boy, guys. I'm gonna smash your boy. And I want to say thank you, all Irish fans, you know, all fans around the world. Because of you guys, this fight has happened. Thank you, guys. And tomorrow night, inshallah, and still.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you. The champion, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all. We will see you all tomorrow night.
No more.